The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
When you think about what issues affect you here at home every single day, day in and day out, that's why I love hearing from our freshman congressman, Brian McKenzie. We've really tracked him during the campaign, the victory that was great here in Pennsylvania, representing, of course, the 7th District of Pennsylvania, our United States congressman who's gone to Washington, also a young dad who understands what it is to have those so-called kitchen table issues. So welcome in, U.S. Congressman Ryan McKenzie. Great to have you back, Ryan.
Hi, Dawn. Great to be on, just as always. So thank you for having me back.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I always, because we talk so too often, I think, in the news or talk radio, we're focusing on these broader issues and Iran. And although it's interesting, don't get me wrong, whether we talk about Iran or the big, beautiful bill, and I would drive people to your website, which is very user-friendly with mckenzie.house.gov, and people can read all about delivering relief for taxpayers. In other words, extending the 2017 tax cuts, which, of course, are scheduled to expire. But I'd love to get into, some of the mom-and-pop issues that affect people. I guess I'll start with that one as far as, because I know you recently spoke out and you've held a lot of hearings about helping working families. If I push those issues together, what do you hope as far as creating policies that help working American families and at the same time pushing for and hoping for the Senate side, right, to make sure that they include certain provisions, that will help the working families or new families like you and your wife?
Yeah, well, I think what we passed through the House has a lot of very positive elements that are going to help working families and seniors as well. And so some things that I'd like to highlight, the child tax credit. It's set to expire, the increased child tax credit, if we don't do anything here. And so by permanently increasing the child tax credit to $2,000, like it is in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and then we actually add a $500 bonus to the child tax credit for the short term. So those are positive things that are going to put money directly back in people's pockets. Same with increasing the deductions for seniors. This would be another way, something the president talked about on the campaign trail with seniors. And this is one way that we can do that is through this reconciliation bill, increasing the deduction for seniors. And then all those things that, again, we talked about on the campaign trail, whether it's no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, all of those things for working individuals, those are in this bill. And combined, we can bring down working families' tax rates. And also the pro-growth elements to this bill are actually shown through some analysis that just recently came out that it would increase wages and increase take-home pay by thousands of dollars for the average family. So that's what is on the line here, and we need to get this legislation passed. The Senate has it in their hands. They have a lot of new ideas, but it's getting a little late in the game. We do need to try to pass this. Coming up here in just the next couple of weeks, the president had put the July 4th deadline on it. And certainly by the August recess at the end of July, we need to have something passed and signed into law that's going to help working families and seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. You've also talked a lot, and we've had the conversations, Congressman McKenzie, about supporting, American workers, small businesses, mom and pop type businesses. And we know here in Pennsylvania under Governor Tom Wolf, unfortunately, I think our mom and pop, the smaller businesses, if they somehow survived, they've been through a tough time. I noticed recently, you can take this where you want, but I noticed recently, I got a kick out of it, that, you go to these different small businesses, one, a consignment shop, for example, and standing there with, a locally owned, and this is right here in PA, I thought, oh, I got to go there. But but I think it's neat that you're sort of personally celebrating these mom and pops, either who've survived, maybe they've made their own in-flight adjustments to survive, but why a consignment shop and why you like that kind of a business?
Well, I we have so many great small businesses throughout our region, Dawn, and I mean, we all know they're the backbone of our economy. making up the majority of jobs across the country. And my mom was a small business owner for many years. She helped raise and sustain our family off of her small business that she ran. And so it's really important that we do everything we can to strengthen the economy for everybody. And in the one big beautiful bill, some of the provisions that would help small businesses, making sure that if there are any kind of pass-through entity, that they get special deductions and tax breaks as small businesses. We make sure that immediate depreciation and expensing is included in the bill. That's something I've heard about from actually large and small businesses. And what that means is if they're going to go make an investment, they get to automatically take that from their taxes right away, the immediate expensing of that cost. And that's something that encourages growth, encourages investing in a business. And instead of spreading that out over many years and using a depreciation schedule or table or anything like that, you can immediately take that and expense that depreciation right away. That's a huge benefit. And any kind of business, especially startups, for instance, who have lots of those upfront costs right in the beginning, this is the way that you can immediately take that advantage through your taxes. So there's a lot to like about this bill. And again, I just think that we have an opportunity to not only help families, but small businesses. And I'm convinced with the other things that are included in this bill about expanding American energy exploration and extraction, securing the border. Those things are going to help wages and the American economy just absolutely take off. And there is no time like the present. We have some very real challenges all around the world. But America's economy is strong. It's resilient. And if we get this right, I think everybody is going to prosper and benefit.
I want to get to the issue of, you know, Father's Day, men, and how maybe it's a more male-friendly America. But I do want to, because you mentioned the border, you had also talked about, and I know the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent had talked about this, as well as Vice President J.D. Vance. So I'll weave this together real quick and just get your thoughts on this, that when you talk about illegal immigration and we talk about this joblessness, particularly within young, able-bodied men, and that it leads to their depression. It's a problem right now in our country. I know J.D. Vance, our vice president, had spoken out about it, but I know Scott Bessent had some numbers with it. And I believe you were on social media as well, kind of backing this up with U.S. labor, and those new numbers came out, which were good job numbers. Just your thoughts about that, that there are some myths about how, in fact, it is true, and I believe there's tangible evidence just coming out, talking about this, linking all this together, that when we have the pressure of illegals taking American jobs, it hurts especially a certain sector of our population.
Well, I mean, that is correct in the sense that it is all tied together. It does hurt American wages. It hurts American jobs. And many of those jobs, as you point out, are ones that would have traditionally been filled by able-bodied young men. And so I'll give you the example here in Pennsylvania. I passed legislation as a state representative that mandated E-Verify in the construction industry. And that was so important for a variety of reasons. Those are good-paying jobs traditionally. At the same time, and union or non-union, could be either way, but individuals were in those positions. We saw the rise of illegal immigrants coming up, particularly from Maryland to South Central Pennsylvania, from New Jersey coming over into the Philadelphia region, taking these jobs by undercutting the wages and undercutting the bids that actual legitimate companies could actually offer up. And so what they were doing, and they do that in a variety of ways. I mean, if they aren't paying taxes, if they aren't paying benefits, if they aren't paying workers' compensation for people who might get injured on a job, if they reduce all of those costs, they can obviously offer a lower bid. And that's what they do by paying illegal immigrants under the table. And so that takes away an American job. It takes away opportunities for American businesses. And then it does also suppress American wages, because in order to compete with that, companies have to say to their own employees, well, we got to lower our our bid, and we got to figure out how we do that. And one of the ways sometimes that happens is by lowering wages. And so that's not a good thing. And so we passed legislation here to crack down on illegal immigrant labor that we saw in the construction industry and ultimately get those jobs back online for American workers and oftentimes in the construction industry, predominantly male industry. And so that's a great thing, but we see this all across the economy. It's exactly what you're talking about. When the Treasury Secretary is pointing out that American wages actually went up because of a secure border, that's totally believable in the sense that, again, if you don't have people undercutting your wages illegally, then yes, employers and others are going to start paying better rates, more competitive rates. And so I think we do have to crack down on this illegal labor, not just in construction, but across the economy. And there are American workers who want to get back into these jobs. We actually just saw recently out in, I believe it was Nebraska, where a meatpacking facility got raided. They had lots of illegal immigrants on the jobs job site. And so when they wanted to continue operating, when they went back to the market and said that they were going to be hiring again, the line was out the door. People were Americans and immigrants who were here legally said, you know, we want these jobs. We want to be, you know, employed and in the economy. And so that's a really positive thing. But the illegal immigration is definitely stymieing American jobs, taking away jobs from Americans, and also stymieing American wages. So definitely a net positive when we, not only from a safety element, but also from a jobs and wages perspective, when we can crack down on illegal labor.
And I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day with your family and the little one. We all love your videos and all the pictures that you post as you're really starting out as a new dad, a new congressman, a new day for you. And I see often on social media, Congressman McKenzie, you put out, for example, you celebrate Eagle Scouts. It seems to me, and Dan Borowski, our executive producer, and I were talking about this, that you've become this role model for young men, maybe young candidates, to get politically involved and maybe you're an inspiration to others, even though you yourself are just starting this new journey. Obviously, you were a Pennsylvania elected official for a little time, but you're now a congressman. Can you talk about that journey?
I appreciate your kind words there. Let me say a couple things. I mean, first, we had a great Father's Day. Leo, my wife, and I went out with my dad, and we were able to go to Outback Steakhouse, really treat ourselves, and we enjoyed it. Hadn't been there in a while, so we enjoyed, you know, a special luncheon together. When it comes to Eagle Scouts and recognizing people, young people in our local community, it is so important. And these Eagle Scouts, they've already given back to our community through their projects that they've done. And so, you know, being there to recognize them is important. Whenever I'm able, I try to do that. And it means a lot to people to be recognized. I'll tell you another story. This is from a while back. But I was at Walmart. I was picking up candy at Walmart, and the cashier, you know, she saw my credit card and she said, "Oh, like, are you the Ryan McKenzie?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I guess, right?" Like, and you know, you don't know what's going to come along with that, what kind of conversation you're going to have. And she said, "Well, I want to thank you because you had recognized my child for making honor roll," and her child, she said, came home and said, "I want to make honor roll every quarter because you had gotten that recognition for her." And that was the first time that that child had been recognized in any kind of way, she said. And so that was a really moving story. But that's the type of thing we have to recognize merit in our society. We want to recognize achievement for young people. That's how you promote, you know, the best and the brightest and make sure that not only individuals succeed, but that our whole community and our whole country succeeds if young people are doing well. So it is a really important thing. And, you know, I like to do it whenever I can and encourage others to do it as well.
Well, it's wonderful. Wonderful to catch up with you. We hope that we continue to do so and just kind of live vicariously through you as you head to Washington during these historic times, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I will say this. I mean, it is certainly historic. It is an incredible time to be in Congress, and I'll let you keep living vicariously through me, Dawn, by wishing my wife a happy anniversary. So grateful. 2 years we're celebrating together, and we get to do it with our family this time. So an even more special anniversary, a family day together, and really look forward to many more years ahead. But great opportunities and great things lie ahead for our entire country. But we do have to get this legislation right and get it done for the American people.
Congressman Ryan McKenzie, and to your wife, Chloe, happy anniversary. Until next time, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Dawn. Have a great day.
You too.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.